You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
I've got to say, it might actually be a Christmas show worth going to for once.
Now, Brian...
Do we know who's in it yet?
No, Linda's only just announced it. And before you ask, I've no idea if Sabrina will even audition.
I'm sure it wouldn't harm the ticket sale.
Oh, Brian, stop it!
What?
Picking at the leftovers. Oh, I don't think sales will be a problem. Everybody knows the film. Apparently it's extremely popular for amateur performers.
Maybe you should have a go.
Me?
I promise, darling, you've still got what it takes.
That's it. Hands off.
Ow.
I need all that leftover meat for a pilaf. You know how you could help? That roasting dish still needs washing up. Or you could make everybody a coffee.
I would, but I'm on my way out.
Where?
To Barrow Farm. I need to find out how bad it is.
But what about Apple Day?
Well, can't Phoebe go with you?
No, she's studying.
Well, Lillian, then. I'm sorry, darling, but... We've got a serious problem over there. I had Andrew Eagleton on to me this morning, wanted to know the facts. Plus, the village seems to be alive with rumours.
Most of them started by Joe Grundy, from what I've heard. And you can't believe what he says.
Maybe.
And anyway, it is not your responsibility.
I'm still a BL shareholder, Jenny. Look, I mean, if it turns out to be no great problem, I'll join you at the orchard.
Yeah, all right, but
I'm just going to have a nose round. I doubt I'll be very long.
Well, it just proves it, doesn't it?
Because Brian said he didn't know.
Which is exactly what he would say. But Earl William reckons he spied the knacker's lorry slipping out of Barrow Farm early this morning.
Oh, George, mind your fingers on that
So
finger.
All them sick cows might saw when he was over there on
boy,
Friday,
slow and steady.
They must be dying.
Oh, joking, your voice stays.
Well, you can ask him. He's only over there.
Look, from what I saw at the open day, the dairy seems very clean and efficient.
Ah, but it's what you can't see, though, isn't it, eh? Who knows what new killer diseases they're breeding up there?
Joe, you're going to scare the children.
Hello, love.
Oh, Neil, that's nice. You can't have finished clearing out the village all already.
Not likely. But Toby and his rugby mates wanted to watch the quarter final, and we weren't going to bust a gut all by ourselves now, were we, Harrison?
Not while they're all down the bull.
Here, Constable Burns, you found our Edward's cattle yet?
No, not yet.
So you still don't know who stole
them? I'm afraid not.
George.
But we are doing all we can, Joe. We're appealing for information over social media, and we put on extra marked patrols at night.
Look, one cop car driving around how many miles a lane?
We're facing a lot of pressure on resources. Now, what's in all these steaming mugs I can see people holding?
Mould apple juice.
Oh, that sounds
hey,
good.
Hey, wait. Then all you're going to see? Our Edward's lost his entire herd.
And we're still making our inquiries.
Oh, dear.
Joe's got a point, you know.
No, I mean... Oh, never mind. How you been getting on?
Oh, fine. Toby's friends aren't what you call the most disciplined bunch of lads. But once Dan turned up, he whipped them into shape.
Oh, is he home?
Yeah, just for the weekend. Shame, really. With him in charge, we'd have the village all restored in no time.
But George, where are you off to now? Mum's playing apple balls with Keira.
So, what were you saying about Joe?
Oh, he's still spouting nonsense about killer viruses getting loose from Barrow Farm. I mean, just because Will happened to see the knacker's lorry driving away...
What? They've had to call them in?
Brian. I hadn't realised you were coming over.
Oh, what on earth?
I know, it's all a bit frantic in here. We ran out of space in the veterinary unit and...
Charlie, some of these animals don't look good.
Look... Why don't we do this back outside?
Why? Why, how many cows are sick?
There are 15 being treated right now.
15?
I'm afraid we've already lost 26. And look, we're doing everything that we can.
You're saying 26 have died?
Look, as soon as we see an animal begin to stagger, we hydrate her, we separate her from the herd.
Why, is that all?
It's all we can do. We still don't know what's causing it.
What?
Please, Brian... I can imagine how this looks, but I haven't left here since this started.
No, I see.
And as soon as we have confirmation from the vets what we're dealing with... Look, I'm on top of this.
Really?
Ollie, over here.
Because from where I'm standing, it doesn't look to me as if you're on top of anything.
Ollie!
Yes, what is it? Oh, no. Look, I'm sorry, Brian, but I can't talk now. I think we've got another one.
That ought to raise a few eyebrows, don't you reckon?
What are you talking to me about eyebrows for?
I'm not. I'm talking about the Christmas show.
Ah, well, I know your game. Well, you ain't distracting me with the prospect of a bit of titty, titter, tittivation. I want you to explain how you're going to stop this crime wave sweeping Ambridge. It ain't just our Edwards cows, you know. William's had his pheasants poached and all.
No, I know.
And over at Home Farm, there's been folks spotted lamping deer.
And I wish there was more to tell you, Joe. This hasn't just been happening in Ambridge, though.
Ah, so because some Angora goat's been stolen over in Penny Acid, us lowly Ambridges don't get a look in, eh?
No. What I'm saying is we have other leads to follow.
So, how's the mulled apple juice, then?
Aye, very nice. Listen, Joe, it's always grand to chat, but technically it's my day off.
I thought you was always supposed to be on duty. You mark my words, Neil Carter. Huh? It'll be your pigs next.
What's that, Joe?
Young Constable Burns there. He ain't exactly Dick Barton.
Oh, you mean the recent theft. Well, David's called an emergency meeting at the Farm Watch Group for tomorrow night.
Oh, is he now?
You're right. It is a worry.
Worry? It won't be long till we're overrun by the mafioso.
Now, Joe, what's all this about the fallen stock lorry being spotted up at Barrow Farm?
Ah, that's another thing.
Now Harrison's here, let him persuade you.
Persuade you of what?
That she must be in the Christmas show.
Oh, of course you must.
Oh, now, Harrison.
Oh, you were brilliant in Blind Spirit.
Everybody agreed, not least the reviewer from The Echo.
I just don't want to presume. It's Linda's choice. Although after last year, that's given me a taste for acting.
Oh, there you go then, don't waste your talents.
Not when I can just see you in it.
So, what's the play then?
Don't you know?
Susan, it couldn't be more ideal. It's all about a group of friends raising money for a worthy cause in just the same way as we're raising money for the village hall.
Oh, right.
And Linda's pleased because it's got so many female roles and you know how she struggles to cast men.
Lots of women?
It's Calendar Girls.
It's what?
Calendar Girls. It couldn't be more appropriate, could it?
In fact, isn't some of it set in a village hall?
It's what? But that's the one where... That's the one where all the ladies from the WI take all their kit.
Precisely. And it's the WI's 100th anniversary.
But...
Jennifer?
Leo, have you heard what Linda's chosen for the Christmas show?
No.
Calendar Girls.
Oh, really? Well, you've been saying how much you want to be in it this year.
But don't you mind?
Whatever makes you happy. Now, Jennifer.
Yes, Neil.
We're hearing all sorts of troubling things about Barrow Farm. You must know. What's really going on?
OK, now can someone fetch Stuart? Let's get some fluids into her.
Is this how they've all been? With the rigid legs, struggling to breathe?
Well, some have diarrhoea, but yeah, it's always the same symptoms. I doubt she's going to last for very long.
No. Oh, dear.
Our best guess is it's botulism, but until the test results come through.
When will that be?
Hopefully in the next few days. We've sent two carcasses away for post-mortem, as well as brain, liver, kidneys, fat.
Of course.
Plus the rumen and cecal contents. But then all the silage needs testing too, in case of contamination. So that's the maize, the grass, the lucerne.
Well, can't you pin it down to a particular batch?
No, not yet. It's in the TMR ration. Everything's gone off for toxicological analysis. And I guarantee you, Brian, we're looking at absolutely everything.
I'm sure you are.
For the time being, though...
You're working in the dark, Charlie. No, I mean, I can see that. It's just such a shocking situation to walk into.
Imagine how we feel. Cows have been going down for 2 days now and there's no sign of it letting up. Nobody's getting any sleep. I've had staff beside themselves in tears.
I'm not surprised.
It's all right, girl. Don't try to move.
Well, if there's anything I can do...
Oh, thanks, Brian, but until we found out what we're facing, just be prepared. We could have lost a lot more by then.
I think I should know, missus. I've been a dairy farmer long enough.
Joe, I wasn't implying
my
that
point
you...
is, Jennifer...
Cows should be out on grass, not cooped up in a factory.
My point is, why don't you know?
I mean, what is it you think they're hiding?
Leon, Susan, no one's hiding anything.
So this isn't something that could spread, like foot and mouth or anthrax?
Anthrax?
You're certain of that?
Well, but
does that mean there could be a risk to people?
No, please, please... All I can promise is that the dairy's an extremely professional operation and they get 24-hour veterinary attention. They follow all the safety standards and there really isn't any reason to be concerned.
So how come Rob Titchener left then?
What?
Maybe he saw something coming.
Oh, Joe, now
hey,
really...
Hey, that's a thought.
After all, they're always bringing in new cattle.
Yeah, and from all around the world.
Ah. So who knows what foreign bugs they'll be carrying?
Honestly.
Perhaps Rob spotted something wrong.
Jumped ship before it sank.
Oh, for goodness sake, there is no conspiracy. Rob left for personal reasons. He and Helen are having a baby.
A baby?
Hey, what are you on about? I only saw her the other day. There's nothing to her.
Look, I probably shouldn't have said anything. I only just found out from Mark.
That still ain't a reason to quit his job.
No.
No, I should go.
Unless he's planning to be one of them newfangled houses.
Jennifer, tell Brian. We're farmers. We need to know what's going on.
Yes, I will.
Oh, honestly. BL aren't helping anyone trying to keep it quiet. Well, are they, Susan? Susan?
Isn't that wonderful? Helen's pregnant. And this time there'll actually be a father.
Jenny, I didn't expect you back so early.
Oh, never mind that. What's happening at the dairy? I've been fending off all sorts of crazy speculation.
Oh, really?
Yes, people saying there's a killer virus on the loose, that cows are dropping dead left, right and centre. You're going to have to put a stop to it.
Well, that might be easier said than done.
Well, how do you mean? It's not true, is it?
No. At least it's not infectious. Now, the evidence suggests toxic contamination.
Well, thank heaven for that.
A lot of cows have died, though. Poor Charlie is sleeping in the office.
No.
Well, he's de facto manager now Rob's left. Yeah. The one saving grace is he's got a good team of vets around him. Although it's going to be a while before they have it under control.
How long? I mean, honestly, darling, if you'd been there to hear what people are saying, you'd need to quash it somehow.
By saying what? That cows are dying almost every hour, that... We've no idea how many of our 1,500 herd we'll lose.
No, but
this could sink the dairy, Jenny, let alone the blow to Beale's reputation. So I'm sorry, but there's no way I can possibly sugarcoat that.
So when do you have to be there by?
7:30. I did say.
I know, I forgot.
Look, if it makes things easier, why don't I drive over to the chippy?
No.
I think it's open on Mondays.
David, we can't keep having takeaways. I'll do an omelette or something. Then tomorrow I'll have to try and get to the supermarket.
Sorry. I just thought we ought to hold a farm watch meeting as soon as possible.
It's fine. You're absolutely right.
Dad, I've done the sheep.
OK.
And Alistair's here.
Oh, really?
Right, well, I'd better crack on with milking.
How's the pasture looking?
Not great. Ashfield's already getting muddy.
Yeah, but it always poaches up there first, don't worry.
I'm not. But we don't want to bring the cows inside just yet. An expensive winter could push us into loss.
Oh, don't say that.
No, that's all down the road. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Hi, Alistair.
Afternoon.
I don't remember calling you out.
No, I was just on my way home. Thought I'd drop in and see how you are.
Oh.
Well...
We're okay, aren't we, love?
Yeah, bearing up.
I'm just off to move some heifers. Do you care to tag along?
Yeah, why not?
Just don't charge me.
Dad, do you still need my help?
No, I think we'll manage, won't we?
Yeah, thanks though, love.
Okay, then.
No, wait, Mum, hang on.
Yeah, Pip? Look, I really do need to fetch
the cows.
Are things
genuinely that bad? Obviously, I realise about the milk price, but the way you made it sound... I mean, we have been here before.
Of course.
We can survive.
I'm sorry, Pet. It's tough, that's all.
Because, you know, if the farm can't afford the three of us...
Hold on. It's a solicitor. It'll probably be to do with probate.
You'd better answer it, then. It's OK, Mum. I'll fetch the cows. You've got enough to deal with.
They're looking in good nick.
Yeah, they're a nice bunch, if I say so myself.
If that's the future of the herd, it's looking pretty good.
Well, that is if the herd's got a future. After the last 6 months, I'm starting to wonder.
Really?
Well, you must have dairy farmer clients who are in trouble.
I'm afraid so.
Well, we're having to operate in the same market. Like a lot of others, we don't have a supply contract with a supermarket.
No, I realise that.
Still, at least we haven't got Barrow Farms problems.
No, thank goodness.
They're saying it's botulism. Have you heard anything yourself?
Well, that's the rumour, but I don't think it's been confirmed.
But from what you've heard, does it sound like it?
Very like it, I'm afraid.
Seems to be knocking them down at a frightening rate.
That's the toxin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's produced by the bacterium Clostridium botulinum. Most likely found its way into the feed.
Well, there must be a lot of it for the outbreak to be that serious.
Doesn't take much. Well, 1 gram of it'll kill thousands of cows. You can find the bacterium in organic matter everywhere. The trouble comes when it gets into a rotting carcass. Then it can multiply, and if that's then ingested...
Well, I know you always need to be careful about dead animals getting into the feed.
It's often linked with poultry litter. When it gets used as fertiliser, occasionally you can get a rotting carcass mixed up in it. There was an outbreak in the US where they lost 400 cows.
Struth.
Causes progressive paralysis and then respiratory failure, and it's almost always fatal. I know. It's really nasty.
Well, let's just hope it's not that bad at Barrow Farm. Right. Well, better get this lot moved.
Toby!
Oh, Pip! Hi! Oh,
sorry, if you need to keep running, just...
No, I can stop. It's fine. Just trying to get back into my fitness regime. Twice round Lakey Hill, and once up to the top every day.
Wow, really?
Yeah, sorry about the sweat.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Yeah. How did it go, by the way? Your grandma's funeral.
Oh, all right. Yeah, loads of people came, so that was nice.
Oh, good.
Have you had a chance to speak to Adam about share farming?
Oh, no, not yet. You know what Rex is like. He's still fussing over it.
Oh, be fair. It would be a massive step.
Isn't that what we want? Well, let's face it, the only reason we started out so small is because we couldn't find a decent piece of land.
Our farm not good enough for you?
Oh, come on, no, you know we're grateful. But what we've got at Hollow Tree is Mickey Mouse. 90 hectares, though, now you're making money.
I wouldn't be so sure.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, look at us. We're hardly rolling in it.
I'm sure you do all right.
What? Do you really think so? With the price we get for our milk, we barely make a profit.
Okay.
And the same goes for the lamb and the beef and the cereals. They aren't doing that much better.
That's what I like about farmers. Always so cheerful.
I'm just saying it's still a struggle.
Then do something about it. Look, you heard. Stop moaning and make it work.
Oh, right. Okay.
Well, look, you're never going to be the cheapest producer in the world, are you? So forget about commodities, sell locally and add some value.
Don't you think we've thought of that?
So why aren't you doing it?
Because it's not that simple. Bridge Farm have tried with their cheese and their ice cream and their new farm shop, and they're still waiting to make a fortune.
Yeah, at least they've got ambition. And they're not in hock to the markets and the retailers and the fertiliser manufacturers.
Are you deliberately trying to wind me up?
I just prefer it when you've got some fire in your belly. This all started because you suggested we approach Home Farm. Now you've sounded like my brother.
Well, maybe when you've done more than raise some geese, you'll see it's harder than you think.
Maybe. But I'll know I had a go.
Toby.
Oh, look at that face. I better make a run for it.
Where are you going? Toby! Fine. No, I'm not going to rise to it. Oh, Toby!
So you were saying you've bought Dan a watch.
Yeah, it's one of those ones that can survive anywhere. Probably even Mars. Shula's taken it to be engraved.
And I hear you came back yesterday to help with the village hall.
That's right.
Where does he find the energy?
Oh, I'll refer you to the watch again. He's not even quite 21.
Yeah, that's true. Still, it's good that things are finally moving with the hall. And this place, too. See, they've started on the underpinning.
Which reminds me, are you coming to the quiz? Kenton's trying to get me to put a team together.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Oh, hi, Adam.
Evening, chaps.
Ah, what about you, Adam? Fancy joining us for the Bulls Halloween quiz?
Maybe.
Top prize is a True Blood box set and a £30 beer voucher.
It's very tempting. Listen, I had Charlie on the phone earlier.
Oh, how's he doing?
Well, we didn't talk for long, but I could tell from listening to his voice, the guy's in pieces. They've lost over 40 cows.
4-0.
Yeah, and one big problem he's got is he needs to bring in outside feeds. Well, you can imagine what a nightmare that is. So I've been thinking maybe between us we could provide him with some silage. Doesn't need to be that much.
Not much, with all the cows that they've got?
No, just enough to last the next few days, until they've tracked down the source of the contamination.
Right. OK, well, I suppose...
That's great, David. And don't worry, I'm asking everyone. I just needed to get the ball rolling.
So, do you reckon I should have a word?
Don't ask me.
Well, the thing is, I don't want to miss our chance. As far as I know, Adam hasn't made it public that he's looking for a partner.
Well, you've told us.
Hmm. Well, like you'd be interested. You're not, are you?
Yeah, right, because I've had so much luck with running cattle.
Well, that's what I thought.
Ed.
And I know I could raise the money, just speak to a few friends back in the city, offer them a stake in 50 cattle each.
Yeah, simple as that.
Exactly, that part's a doddle. It's just persuading Adam.
Ed, has Grandad told you about his ghost walk? You know, up at Lower Larksley.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with just testing the water.
All his tall tales.
Whatever Rex says.
Well, they're all coming out. Remember that guff about undead horseman, Lawson Black?
Excuse me, lads. I'm going to go take the plunge.
Toby, are you coming to join us?
What's that, David?
For the Farm Watch meeting.
Oh,
I assume you're here supporting Ed.
Mum, can I... Oh, hi, Pip. Yeah, come in. What's that?
Oh, nothing. I'm just deciding which of Granny's things can go to charity.
Oh, no, don't put it back. Let's see.
It's just my graduation photo. Oh. You've seen it before.
Yeah, of course. Granny had it in the hallway.
She liked visitors to see it from the front door.
Mum, I need you to be honest with me. I promise to tell the truth.
What on earth is it? Pip?
Would it have been better if I'd stayed in High Wycombe? The last thing I wanted to do was put more strain on you and Dad.
No!
So if you need to pay me less, at least until I found a way to earn my keep...
Oh, come on.
No, really, I don't mind.
Don't be so daft. Of course you did the right thing coming home.
Honestly?
Yeah. Oh, how do you think we would have managed these last few weeks if you hadn't been here? The whole place would have fallen into rack and ruin. Seriously, though, Pip, nothing in this world stands still. There'll always be ups and downs. And, well, it's your fresh ideas and your passion for the farm that'll give Brookfield its future.
You really mean that?
I wouldn't have said it if I didn't.
OK. Well, you know what we should do?
What's that?
We should hang this picture up somewhere pride of place.
No.
Just like Granny would have wanted.
You're the one who's graduating on Friday.
So?
So it's your picture will be hanging on the wall.
OK, so if you ring me now.
Will do. I'm surprised you haven't got my number.
Oh, I did have. I lost my old phone.
Oh, right.
There, got it.
Yeah.
So you want us to call you if we see anything suspicious?
Yeah, or call Neil, of course. Then we'll spread the alarm.
Fine. I'm planning to up the amount of time I spend patrolling out at night.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah, I can't be too careful with the season about to start.
David, don't forget you left your jacket on the bench.
Oh, ta. Are you off?
Yep. See you, Ed. See you well.
Yeah, see ya.
Yeah, take care, Alistair.
Excuse me a sec.
Hey, Will. Look, you know, if you do spot any poachers, you ring me first, eh?
You?
Yeah, I'm just saying, don't take any risks. Especially if it looks like it might turn heavy. You know, I'll be there straight away.
Cheers, Ed.
Hey, lad. I don't suppose either of you is driving home.
Why? You after a lift?
You know what, Will? You are a gent.
Fine. Well, I will have to go now. Ed, you coming?
Yeah,
Oh, wait. Hang on. Adam! I've been meaning to have a word all evening.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we've not had much chance to get to know each other, but I've been hearing things about you.
Have you now?
And I think we might share a lot in common.
Toby, we're going.
All right, one minute. I'll tell you what, maybe I could drop in on you sometime. How about tomorrow? Will you be around?
I suppose so.
Great. I'll see you then. Okay, boys, take me home.
And remember, keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah, will do, David.
Yeah, bye.
All right.
Did you hear that, David?
No.
Wonder what Toby wants.
No idea. Well, it's good to see him here, though. We need everyone involved.
Yeah, and I've had 3 more pledges of silage for Barrow Farm.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
See, it just goes to show you, it's times like these when we need to stick together most.
Oi, Sleeping Beauty. Wakey, wakey.
Oh, 5 more minutes.
No, Toby, get up now.
Oh, leave me alone.
Oh, come on, move.
Oh, Rex, give the duvet back. The caravan's freezing.
Coffee?
Oh, sure.
Well, while you're sleeping off your session down the bull, I've fed and taken out the geese, strawed down the shed.
You're my hero. But last night I was actually at a meeting of local farmers, you know, because of all the thefts. David was there. And both the Grundy boys.
And Pip.
Huh?
Was Pip there?
No. But Adam was. Yeah, he's invited us over to Home Farm to talk about share farming.
Toby.
Yeah, well, look, I know, but it just happened to come up and you weren't there, so...
Well, when?
What do you mean, when?
When are we meant to be meeting him?
Oh, this morning.
Oh,
look, we've got to strike while the iron's hot. And it's only a discussion. What can I say? I'm sorry.
Right, because this isn't your plan to force me into it at all.
As if I could force you into anything. Unless, of course...
Oh, Toby, stop it! Hey, you're making me spill your coffee!
Are we agreed, then?
Let go of my arm!
You're going to speak to Adam?
Yes, all right.
Okay, then.
Right, you're for it.
Oh, careful, Rex! What do you think you're doing? Oh, you can't back out now, mate. Come on, go in.
Actually, Helen, it's not so much me who needs the help as Barrow Farm.
Oh, right, OK.
I've tried ringing Tom. In fact, I'd hope to see him at last night's meeting.
Oh, I'm sorry, Adam. We've so little time for anything at the moment.
No, I understand. But you have heard about the outbreak?
Yes, of course. It sounds terrible.
Well, they're in desperate need of silage. I've spoken to the other farms nearby and most are happy to donate some.
And you were wondering if we could do the same?
Oh, even if it's only a couple of trailer loads.
Well, you're right, I need to check with Tom, but I'm sure that'll be fine.
Oh, thanks. I'm just off to see Charlie now. I know he's going to be so grateful.
Honestly, it's not a problem.
Morning, Adam.
I'll get Tom to let you know when to pick it up.
Great. Sorry, Helen, some people have just turned up.
Oh, right, well, we'll just...
Oh, but congratulations, by the way.
Congratulations?
Ian and I were so delighted when we heard. We should go out sometime to celebrate.
Adam.
Bye, then.
Morning. All right, how's it going?
Rex.
Hi there.
Didn't realise you'd both be coming.
Why? Hadn't Toby...
Well, I didn't not mention it.
Look, I'm really sorry. I know I said popover, but whatever it's about...
Hang on a second. This won't take long.
Maybe we can do it another time, yeah?
But I thought we'd arranged a proper meeting.
No?
What do you think we're doing here? This is a meeting, Rex. We're meeting now.
Toby.
Look, I have to go.
No, Adam, wait.
Perhaps you could call ahead next time.
Okay, so there's been some sort of misunderstanding, but I promise, just 5 minutes, this will be a meeting you'll be glad you didn't miss.
Oh, mind out, Helen, don't trip.
What?
Harrison's waits.
Oh,
sorry. We shouldn't have left them on the pavement.
Oh, no, don't worry. I should have been looking where I was going.
Oh, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. So, today's the big day.
Yep.
How are you getting on?
Pretty good. It were a nightmare shifting my stuff out the flat and down the stairs.
Oh, I bet.
Still, at least it hasn't rained yet. It's just Harrison's stuff left to do.
Well, I'd better leave you to it then.
Oh, Helen, I meant to say, fantastic news.
Sorry?
How's Henry? I mean, it's a big change having a baby brother or a sister. Is he excited?
Yes. Yeah, I think so. Although it's a long way away.
You fancy telling me all about it over a cup of tea?
No, I wouldn't want to be in the way.
Well, don't be daft. Though we need to catch up on the tea room.
Well, actually, I'm just on my way to Grand's. I need to talk to her about the food for the harvest supper, so...
Oh, well, that's perfect. You do that and we'll finish unloading the van. And then come back in, say, 30 minutes? How's that sound?
Well, I suppose.
Brilliant. You can be our first visitor.
Correct us if we're way out, but we were thinking of something like... 150 beef cattle.
Hold on.
Would that be enough to graze your herbal lays?
Yes, but when did you even hear I was looking for someone?
It was only a few days ago. We got talking to... our ears to the ground, don't we, Rex? And this is exactly the sort of opportunity we've been after.
Really? Well, no offence, but you lads have only just started with your geese. To jump from that to managing a big herd of cattle...
Yeah, sure, but
You do know the sort of money we're talking about.
Finding an investor shouldn't be a problem.
All we're doing is adding value by running them on pasture for a few months. It's hardly a tricky sell.
Toby, be serious.
What?
Well, it's a tad more complex than that.
Of course it is. Any livestock venture involves risk.
Yes, but isn't it the risk that makes it fun? And we aren't novices at this. Rex, tell him about Argentina.
What about it?
My brother spent his gap year working on a ranch. We ended up practically running it.
Toby.
And our uncle used to own a beef herd. We spent most of our childhood holidays around cattle.
Well, that's all very well, but I need to be sure I can make this work. I could put down all those fields to pasture.
Adam, and then... I guarantee you.
What if you can't find a backer?
Well, if we can't, then...
We will, believe
me. I'm sorry.
How about if we came in with fewer cattle? You know, hedge your bets.
Or, even better, you own some of them yourself.
I was hoping not to do that. The point was to leave all that to my new partner, whoever it is.
It wouldn't be any different. We'd run them as a single herd and do all the work. But when we came to sell them, you'd take a share of the profit.
Which there would be.
Would that make it any more appealing?
I tell you what, let me think about it. I'm not promising anything.
No, of course not.
And I'd like to see both of your CVs.
Absolutely.
Well, okay then. Now, I need to make a move.
Cheers, Adam. You won't regret it. We'll email over our CVs just as soon as we've updated them.
Fine.
Speak soon. Oh, Rex, remember what I said to you? Didn't I tell you he'd bite?
No, I'm amazed. Particularly as he didn't even know why we were here.
Oh, come on. As if you're not pleased you came. You're the one who sealed the deal.
Yeah, and now we have to send him our CVs. Toby, I was only on that ranch in Argentina for a fortnight.
That doesn't matter.
And as for Uncle Peter's cows, I can only just about remember when he sold them. Were you even born?
So we'll have to tart them up a bit. Everybody does it.
But that's not the...
Stop fretting. This is just the break we need.
Charlie? What are you doing?
Oh, hi there, Adam.
You have noticed it's raining. Don't you want to come inside?
How much money do you think that animal represents? And that's just one of them. There's another 18 died since yesterday.
I know. I'm sorry.
That's over 60 cows we've lost now. And all the tests so far have come back negative, but they're still going down.
Well, I might have something to cheer you up.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
I've been speaking to all the local livestock farmers. And between us, we'd like to provide you with some silage, so... That's us and Brookfield, plus Bridge Farm, Holbrook, Redlands, Tall Oaks Farm.
You're not serious?
Yeah, it should be enough to last you a couple of days. Hopefully by then, you'll know which feeds are contaminated.
Adam,
I wish there was more we could do.
No.
But you know how precious silage is.
No. Thank you, that's amazing. I really never expected...
Well, I just hope it helps.
Honestly...
Charlie, what's the matter? Are you sick?
I'm fine.
You're shaking.
No, really, I'm all right.
That's okay. Come on. I've got you. Just try to breathe. Let's get you inside. Come on.
Think I made it just in time?
I know. Just so long as it ain't the start of another filthy winter.
Oh, Fallon, this is lovely. I hadn't realised it would be a whole new kitchen.
Didn't you? Oh, no. Christine said the flood had caused so much damage, the insurance told her just to rip it out. Huh? Now, if I'm right, the mug should be in this box.
So has Harrison gone to pick up the rest of his stuff?
Yeah. Mm. And Kenton's with him. They're going to the cash and carry on the way back to get the drinks for Friday. Aha!
Why, what's happening on Friday?
Don't you know? Oh, I'm sorry, Helen. Is this our housewarming?
Oh, right.
You have to come. We're drinking cocktails. Oh, except you won't be able to drink. Well, never mind. We'll find another way to celebrate. Right, tea bags.
So how did you find out? That I'm expecting. It's just we hadn't really meant for anyone to know, at least not yet.
Oh, Mum told me. I think she heard it from Eddie.
I see.
We haven't realised. I'm sorry. I'll tell her not to spread it around.
No, it's too late now. But I just don't understand how everyone found out. Rob and I agreed.
Oh, well, never mind. Still wonderful.
Yeah.
And it's an added incentive to get the shop and cafe off to a good start, you know? For the baby.
Mm.
How's the building going?
Oh, fine. The electrician's coming in tomorrow. Oh, and I've been in touch with the council health and safety.
Great.
You know, I've been doing a bit of research into kitchen equipment and I found a combi oven I reckon would be perfect.
Actually, Fallon, Rob's dealing with the kitchen now.
Oh.
Yeah, we talked about it last week after Emma had been over. Since he's project managing everything else.
So should I speak to him?
Well, you can if you want.
All right. Okay. Well, certainly all happening. I'm worried I should pinch myself. For ages it's been like time is slipping past me and now all of a sudden I've got a home and a business and the most gorgeous bloke to share it with.
Well, you definitely caught a good one.
Oh, well, what about you? Married with a little one on the way? That's got to be worth raising a mug of tea for.
Yes, I suppose it is.
Here you go. Drink this.
Thanks.
Have you had any food? I
had half a banana a while ago.
Charlie.
Look, I've not been hungry.
You need to eat. No wonder you're feeling faint. You're running on nothing but adrenaline.
I just don't think I'm going to survive this, Adam.
Hey, come on now.
Look, someone's head will have to roll. And the board already blamed me for losing Rob.
I'm sure that's not true.
They don't know I didn't have a choice.
What choice? Charlie, I don't think I understand.
I had to convince them I could handle things. And I thought it was. Fertility's been going in the right direction. Our lameness and mastitis rates, they're way below the national average.
I know, you've been managing things really well.
And the staff seemed happier. The cows were healthy and contented, and the dairy could have been the jewel in BL's crown. And then this happens.
You're right, it isn't fair.
So why'd it have to happen here? Now I've Justin breathing down my neck and the staff are looking to me for a solution. No, I haven't got one. I feel completely on my own.
Well, you're not, Charlie. Come on. I know it's awful, but whether it turns out to be botulism or something else, it's an entirely random incident. Believe me, you're not to blame.
Adam.
Yeah?
You've no idea how much I've been wanting to see you. It's just such a relief to know I have a friend.
Really, Rob? So you're not at all surprised?
No, not in the least. The way they run things at Barrow Farm, something like this outbreak was bound to happen.
Oh, well, as you know, I've always feared the consequences of intensive farming.
Yeah, you can't do it on the cheap. Yeah. They're working with insufficient operating capital. They end up cutting corners, and if you're not careful, biosecurity suffers.
Right. What else would you expect?
And the staff, they really don't have the experience.
Really? I thought they were all skilled people.
Well, yes, some of them are. They're let down by a few who shouldn't really be there.
Oh, that's very disturbing.
Mm. Well, we were already seeing fertility problems before I left. But, well, I begged them for support, but instead I'm the one who gets the blame.
Oh, dear, it's even worse than I imagined.
No, it's not good.
What's that? What's worse than you imagined?
Oh, hi, darling.
The mega dairy. Rob's been explaining the bad situation.
Oh, I know. He sent some silage over to them this morning. Poor Charlie. He really does need our support.
No, he's only getting what he deserves.
Hey now, come on.
Isn't this precisely why I quit?
Well, quite frankly, Rob, I don't know how you stood it for so long.
Suppose I thought I could make a difference.
How can you, though, when the system's rotten to the core? But what we can do is oppose it.
Yeah, sure, I guess.
Well, I still think Charlie deserves our sympathy.
Has the electrician arrived yet?
Hmm?
That he was meant to be here first thing. Have you called him?
No, I thought you
would. Well, I'll do that then. You know we have to leave for the county court soon.
Yes, I haven't forgotten.
I'm signing a parental responsibility agreement for Henry.
Oh, are you?
Rob.
It's not a secret, is it?
No, but
the whole point is to make it official.
So does that mean you'll be his
Henry's father?
Stepfather, legally.
Well, yeah, but for all intents and purposes.
Well, I suppose now's the time to do it, what with having another one on the way.
Oh.
After all, you wouldn't want Henry to feel different or peculiar.
No.
Exactly.
Now, I'd better go and make that call.
Of course.
And I suppose I ought to crack on too.
Oh, Helen, before you go, I'm putting up posters for next week's auditions. Would you mind displaying a couple here in the shop?
Yeah, I'm sure that'd be fine. You better check with Susan, though. Susan!
Come to think of it, you won't be too pregnant in December, will you? Perhaps you'd like to have a go. I think you'd bring some real authenticity. You'd make a lovely Ruth.
Oh, well, I'll have to see.
Yes, Helen.
Susan, where should Linda put her posters, please?
Her posters for what, Linda?
Calendar Girls, of course.
Oh.
Now, Susan, I know I can count on you to audition.
You call yourself a professional? This is the fourth time I've rung you today. Well, if I've not heard back from you in half an hour, you can take the job and you can stick it. Look, the last thing my wife needs at the moment is this kind of stress.
Don't bring me into it.
Well, you might think you can take advantage of her, but not with me you can't, so call me back. There. Let's see if that gets his attention.
You think he's going to ring you after that?
Well, if he's any sort of man, and if not, then good riddance.
Rob, the builders can't start plastering until the wiring's done.
Well, so then we'll hire someone new.
But it could take ages to get a decent electrician.
Helen, what do you want me to do? Would you rather we just sit around and hope the guy turns up?
No.
I'm only trying to keep things moving.
Afternoon.
Oh, hi.
Hello, Roy. Oh, it's turned cold, isn't it?
Yeah.
Winter's definitely drawing in.
Yeah, it looks that way. You'd better get inside.
Yeah, I think I'd better.
Look, darling, seriously, there's no point sticking with someone you can't trust.
Yes. All right, okay. Although you still don't need to make an issue of my being pregnant.
Sorry?
I'm coping fine. I'd just like to be treated normally. Especially as everyone seems to know.
Look, I'm sorry we couldn't keep it a secret, but isn't it nice that people care?
Yes, of course.
What's wrong with people sharing in our happiness?
Nothing.
Why be so standoffish?
I'm not. You're right. Forget I said anything.
Maybe you can't say it, Susan, but Linda's right. There'll be plenty of folk keen to see you take the stage again.
Oh, that's very kind, Roy.
Well, especially in something like Calendar Girls.
Which is precisely what I've just been trying to tell her. Now, it probably violates the director's code of ethics, but I think I can promise you a substantial role.
Oh, Linda, honestly, you don't have to.
Nonsense! You made such an impression last year as the maid.
Even though it weren't that much of a part.
Thank you, but...
Listen to your audience, Susan. They're clamouring to see more of you.
Oh, I'm quite sure they're not. I mean, it's not very Christmassy, is it? Couldn't it be something else?
Well, of course it's Christmassy. It's about the turning of a brand new year.
Yes,
literally and metaphorically.
But it's not really a family show, though, is it? Roy... Would you want to watch it with Phoebe?
Don't see why not. It's a cracking story.
Oh, and that's another thing. Everybody knows it.
Yes, but theatre is an entirely different experience. I mean, Kathy's an enormous fan of the film, but she's always wanted to see the stage play.
In fact, didn't she say she might audition?
Kathy did.
What better way to embrace the spirit of the show? It's art reflecting life, reflecting art reflecting life again.
Yeah, but what if you don't like your own reflection? I'm no Helen Mirren.
Oh, blimey, is that the time? Linda, are you on reception this afternoon?
Oh, heavens, yes, I quite lost track.
Oh, Susan, my receipt.
Oh, sorry.
Do you need a lift?
No, I've got my bike.
OK, well, I'll see you up at Grey Gables.
Yes, righto.
Linda.
I'm awfully sorry, Susan, but I really do have to dash.
No, about the show, though.
Trust me, you'll be the only thing anyone can talk about.
I know. That's what I'm afraid of.
So you picked up Henry's birth certificate?
Yes, it's in my pocket.
And both our passports? You've got mine too?
Stop fussing. I've got everything we need to sign the papers.
Yes, okay. Oh, did I tell you Pip called round this morning? She wanted to know if we'd be only selling organic produce in the shop.
Well, it is an organic farm.
Yes, of course, but she was hoping we might be able to stock their lamb and beef. She's obviously looking for a way to expand Brookfield's market. She was asking all about organic, you know, whether local gets bigger sales than organic these days. Toby Fairbrother had been on to her about it.
Oh, yes.
I'm not so sure, though. I mean, yes, it was tough during the recession, but organics are really coming back. Maybe not if they've been flown in from halfway around the world, but if it's local and organic, like ours is, and a price they can afford...
Helen, darling, you're rambling.
Am I? Sorry.
Look,
Is this still about people knowing you're expecting? I explained that.
Well, I know you did.
Peggy called. She kept asking all these questions.
I understand.
Bless her, she was concerned about you. I'm just not that good at lying.
Okay.
Maybe you don't realise how oddly you've been behaving.
Oddly? What do you mean?
It doesn't matter. It's not your fault. It's probably just your hormones.
But I don't feel any different.
Ah, here we go. Helen? Darling, we're being called.
Oh, right.
It's a good thing I'm around to keep things on track. Come on, let's go and sign those papers.
Linda, can I hop on your computer for a sec?
What? This one?
If that's all right, I need to quickly check some bookings.
Yes, of course.
Me and Kathy are finishing the arrangements for the Halloween dinner dance.
No, that's fine.
Linda, what are you doing?
Nothing.
What's this?
Oh.
Show everybody what you've got. Auditions for Calendar Girls. Have you been printing these posters here?
Roy, as if I would. Those were just a few I had left over.
Really? Because as much as I'm looking forward to it, this is a hotel, Linda, not somewhere for your theatricals.
Well, now, really, you know I would never succumb to the temptations that being receptionist has to offer.
Right, okay.
My theatricals have always been entirely self-sufficient.
Well, if you say so. Now, can you shift over?
What?
Well, I need to see the screen.
Well, maybe I can find the information for you. Event bookings, was it?
It's simpler if I look. Can I have the mouse?
Yes, but... I can explain that.
Linda.
It's an issue we all ought to be concerned about.
Did you write this petition?
Barrow Farm needs shutting down. Oh. But, no, Roy, you're right. I'll finish it when I get home. Oh, I think moral indignation must have got the better of me.
Linda, just answer the phone.
Yes, of course. I'm so sorry. Hello, Grey Gables Country House Hotel. How may I help?
Linda, it's Susan. Sorry to call you at work. I really need to talk about Calendar Girls.
Oh, would you mind holding for a moment, madam?
No, I'm not a guest. Hello, Linda? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. I don't think I'll be able to audition. It's not that I'm not flattered.
Why ever not?
And if the play was something different...
Well, at least give it a go.
I'm just not sure how happy I feel about, bearing all.
Linda, who is it?
It's nothing, Roy. Just someone trying to cancel their stay.
I haven't got that much to bear.
And I quite understand, but may I say you'd be treated with the utmost discretion.
How do you mean? I'd still have to take my clothes off, wouldn't I?
Well, yes, but there'll be furniture and drapes and a big fruit bowl. No one will glimpse your private areas.
Linda, do you need me to speak to them?
No, I can manage.
Oh, I just don't know. I would like to expand my repertoire.
Oh, well then, let me assure you, we'll do everything we can to make you comfortable, all right?
Well...
That's marvellous. We'll look forward to seeing you next week.
Oh, right. OK.
Goodbye now.
Oh. What on earth was that all about? We got someone famous coming. Seemed a bit worked up about their privacy.
An actor, apparently. They're so self-conscious. Still, I think I persuaded her to stay.
Henry!
Sweetheart, over here!
We've got some exciting news to tell you.
Why? What is it?
Rob, aren't we going to wait until we've got the sealed certificate?
No, that's just a formality. We've done the most important part.
Tell me!
Well, today we went to the court in Felpersham, you know, where all the judges live. And do you know what we did?
A lady called the clerk had to witness...
We asked them if I could be your daddy, and guess what they said?
Yes!
Got it in one.
Yay! daddy!
Oh, I think someone might be pleased.
Now, I've got the best dad in the world!
Oh.
Does this mean I can go hunting now?
Well, I'm not sure. I guess that's still really up to Mummy.
Henry,
I'll make sure he's absolutely safe.
See?
Well, all right then. I suppose you're old enough.
Yay! Mummy!
Oh, we'll have to put you on a great big stallion.
Now, Henry, take my hand.
Mummy, wait!
What is it?
I want to hold Daddy's hand as well.
All right. Well, okay, then. Happy now?
Yes.
Jolly good. Come on, then. Let's go home.
I'm not saying it to be critical or anything.
No, I know you're not.
But after talking to Helen, I mean, I think the new Bridge Farm could become a real destination.
I hope you're not suggesting we set up our own one in competition.
No, but we could do so much more to market our beef and lamb. I know we do a bit at Christmas.
Yeah, we do.
But what about the rest of the year? All our fantastic Hereford beef just goes into the regular supply chain. Well, and as for Hassett Hills...
Well, you're right there. The co-op has got very...
slack?
Yeah, which is a shame. I mean, the whole reason we set it up was to take advantage of the local market.
Yeah, but, Dad, everything's moved on since then. With how people shop and how they feel about their food.
I know.
And as long as we're selling into the commodities market, we're always going to be on the back foot.
All right, okay.
And by selling into the premium market, though, by adding value to our produce...
Pip, I don't disagree. It's just a case of time and energy.
So, if that was something I took on again... You know, if I looked into some fresh ideas for marketing...
Hassle the lamb rides again.
Oh, but no. Well, I think I could do better. I've had a bit more experience now.
Well, we'd be delighted. In the meantime, though, don't you need to get ready for your graduation?
Oh, right.
I'll just finish the mix. It won't take me 5 minutes to throw on a suit.
Oh, okay, thanks.
How are you feeling?
Bit nervous, to be honest. I'm still thinking some of them won't know I've quit my job.
Well, the friends who matter to you will understand.
Did that come from the mixer wagon?
Oh, hell!
Dad? What are you...
The tractor! I need to disengage the PTO!
And I can see you need the help, but... I'm doing so much work with Fallon now, I just ain't got time to do the cleaning. Oh, Ruth, I'm so sorry.
No, no, don't be daft. It's fine. And good for you, Emma. Especially as Ed's having such an awful time.
Oh, well, you've got to keep looking forward, didn't you?
You're enjoying it, then?
Oh, Ruth, it's brilliant. It's like I'm remembering what I'm good at. Oh, don't get me wrong, I love being a mum.
Of course.
But I have got my MVQs in catering and all that experience from working in the orangery. I'm actually making use of it again. Does that make sense?
It really does.
And Fallon's great.
You won't believe it. The mixer wagon's just packed up. Oh, hi, Emma.
Morning.
What do you mean, packed up?
Just that. My guess is it's the gearbox. Today of all days.
So what are you doing now?
Calling out the engineers.
But don't we need to leave for Pip's graduation soon?
I should go.
David?
Dad? Is there something you need to tell me?
Eddie.
Why are you messing around with Clary's makeup?
Yeah, what do you reckon, are my eyes dark enough?
Well, I doubt you're going to set anyone's heart racing.
Oh, give over. I wants to curdle their blood. It's for the ghost walks.
Oh.
I'm the ancient retainer in Lower Loxley Hall. Some say I'm as old as the house itself. And I knows all its dark secrets.
Oh, give me strength.
The priest wanted in the bread oven and got baked to death. The maid drowned in the fountain by Lady Henrietta Pargiter for bearing his lordship's child.
Here, is that true?
No, I made that up.
You can't do that.
What, too scary? I need you to pull the punters in. I'm doing it all week.
No, I mean inventing stuff about the Pargiters.
Eh?
How do you think Elizabeth's going to feel about you tarnishing her family name?
Well, I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, that girl will always be an archer.
Oh, there must be other stories you can tell. Nick, go and wash your face. You can't go out like that.
Eh?
To Ambridge View. Emma wants to show us the new website for the turkey.
That's right. You letting Clary get me more of them black pencils?
What? Oh, they call it mascara, Dad.
Well, I've used most of that one filling in me sockets.
Oh, I think she'll tell you where to stick it. Look at this mess.
What's that?
Nothing, Dad, nothing. Hey, you heard about our William? He was out last night patrolling when he clocks this car parked down by Spitfire Drive, and he reckons he could hear these animal moans. So he creeps a little closer. And it's only when he's a few feet away he realises it ain't poachers at all. It's a couple enjoying themselves on the back seat.
What am I going to do?
Why do you need to do anything?
It's all this cascara. It won't wash off.
So is Jill all right?
Oh, yes, yeah, she's fine. She just wanted to wish me all the best. Mum, can you pin my hair?
Oh, OK. It's really for when I've got my mortarboard on. I don't want my hair over my face.
Right, I've finally managed to speak to somebody at Trelawney's. They're sending an engineer over this afternoon.
But...
No, Bert's agreed to see them, don't panic.
Oh, good, that's all right then.
The bad news is they don't keep many spares in stock and their standby wagon's loaned out to another farm, so if it is the gearbox that needs replacing...
Then we can't mix the cows their feed.
Oh,
we'd better hope it's not.
It's bound to be.
Are you done? Oh, yeah.
You heard the noise it made, Pip. If it's not the gearbox, it's something serious.
You don't know that, and we are already running late.
OK, we know. David, pass me my handbag. Where's your tie?
It's in my pocket.
So, are you ready?
Yes, I think so.
Camera, tissues.
Good. Right, come on then. Let's go.
Oh, don't pull my leg. This must have taken ages.
No, not really.
But it's proper swanky.
Well, all you do is pick a template. The website does it for you. Although I am pleased with those photos of the kids.
That one of George chuckling away because the turkey's tickling his hand.
Here, you take the laptop and learn to navigate around.
Yeah, right you up.
There's a recipe page for Clary's perfect Christmas roast.
I've got it.
And when customers submit an order form, you'll automatically get sent an email. Kira, what are you up to? There ain't no sweeties in the kitchen.
Hey, where have you been? You're not still trying to scrub off that makeup?
No. Look, it was hanging in the hallway. I thought I could use it as a cape.
But ain't that the coat Susan wears to church?
It'll be nice and warm for when the ghost walk goes outside. I'll point up to the roof of Lower Loxley and speak of the phantom figure that is sometimes seen teetering on the parapet. And the scream, like wind blowing down a drainpipe.
Have you gone mad?
Well, you told me I couldn't make stuff up.
Well, I know,
and Nigel Pargeter did fall off the roof. And all because of the curse of the family Pargeter.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Oh, sorry, I was just...
Oh, Kira, it's only great-granddad. Take that coat off. You're going to give her nightmares.
Tell Dad he needs to get off the phone.
He knows.
Now, let's get your tassel hanging right. But if he wants to be in the photo...
Pip, it's fine. Go and have your individual one taken first.
Right. But Dad!
Look, I'm going to have to go. Yeah, thanks for letting me know.
So, what's the latest?
Oh, as I thought, it's the gearbox. And the new one's coming all the way from Belgium.
Oh.
So that's the mixer out of action until at least this time next week.
There's only one thing we can do then. We have to take the silage from the clamp and put it straight into the ring feeders in the yard.
Well, what about the minerals?
We have to spread them on top.
And what about the straights? The protein and the wheat feed and the maize gluten?
But obviously, it's not going to be a complete ration, but just for now...
Oh,
what else can we do?
Well, that's going to do wonders for our milk yield.
Mum, Dad, they want you too. Oh, right. What's the matter?
It's just the mixer wagon.
But we don't need to worry about it now, do we, David?
No.
OK.
It'll still be waiting for us when we get home.
And today's a special day, so come on, put on a smile. We want to look happy in the picture.
I don't look that frightening, do I?
No, you look like a panda.
No, they ain't scary at all, are
See,
they?
See, Kira?
Dad, where do you reckon the apostrophe should go in Grundy's turkeys?
It's lots of turkeys, isn't it? So it's... T-U-R-K-E-Y apostrophe, yes.
That's what I thought.
Ah.
Right, listen to this. By choosing Grundy's turkeys, you're buying centuries of experience. The Grundys are one of the oldest families in Ambridge, having started farming way back in the 1700s.
Have you worked that out, then?
That's what Eddie told me.
Yeah, with, what's his name?
Caleb Grundy. Oh, well, he was just a riddleman.
What?
He went round selling the red dye for marking sheep. Oh, you can't hardly call that farming.
Oh, it ain't as if we're lying. We're just making the most of the facts.
Ah, but when I does the same thing with me story about Nigel's ghost...
Oh, Dad, seriously?
Well, I'm just confused, you see. You can't have it both ways, Eddie. Does the truth matter or not?
All right, fine. Let's all just stick to fiction. You invent all the stories for your ghost walk that you want, but not involving Nigel, and we won't be too precise about our family history.
Are you happy now? Can I publish the website?
Oh, yes, sir. Sorry, Emma.
Right, there we go. That's live. Now we just need to spread the words on social media.
Oh, and the orders will start flooding in.
First things first, though. Kira, get down off great-granddad now.
OK.
He's coming with me.
Why, where are we going?
To fetch you some makeup remover. See if we can't clean up those eyes.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Hooray! Did you get the picture?
Hold on a sec.
Hey, well done. It looks like you've got the caps in.
And both the tractors.
No, that is definitely one to keep. It's better than your graduation, anyway.
How do you mean?
Well, when you threw your caps up and they got blown across the lawn.
I don't remember.
Don't you? Feels like yesterday to me. You know, we drove back to Brookfield and Mama cooked a special dinner.
Dear, we don't. We should be doing that for Pip.
Why? She's going out with her friends.
I know, but...
Anyway, I only meant it's strange how, you know, time goes round in circles.
Except now it's us who are the parents.
Well, if it isn't, Miss Philippa Archer, BSc.
Hey, Dad. Hey,
congratulations, love.
Yeah, well done.
Did you hear us cheering when you went up on stage?
I did. Listen, I need to return my gown and then we're all heading into town. Is that okay?
Yeah, of course.
I won't be too late getting home.
Before you go, though, Pip, I wasn't sure when to give you this, but it's from your Granny Heather.
Oh,
I don't know how she did it. Must have got round one of the care assistants, I think. What does the card say?
It says I'm a very special granddaughter and that she always knew I could do it and that she can't wait to spend more time together. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Let's see.
Okay. Oh, wow. It's a fountain pen. Look. Oh, it's silver.
That's really special.
And she's had it engraved. Look.
Really?
Oh, with love and pride, Granny. Oh, Mum.
And she is, you know. So very proud.
No, I know.
Wherever she's watching from. We all are.
There! Pretty, eh?
Oh, aye. That's the finishing touch. Mm. Time to sit back and relax.
Okay, ha-ha.
I don't reckon I'll bother putting the shelving unit together. Oh, not now we've got fairy lights.
And you, Harrison Burns, can shut your mouth. I'm trying to make things nice for the party. Now, that is the idea of a housewarming,
I know.
To make a house a home.
I weren't even really joking. There ain't that much left to do. We can afford to put our feet up.
Oh, careful! You're going to break the sofa!
No. It'll take more punishment than that.
Oh, you think so, do you?
Well, let's find out.
Harrison, the curtains are open.
Well, then close them. The front room's the only one we haven't christened.
Who is it?
How would I know?
Oh, get off. It's probably Emma. She said she'd drop by early with some snacks.
Fallon, you talk.
Yes, all right, I'm coming. Emma, hi, I thought it might be
Emma,
you.
Let me in.
Why, what is it?
Just shut the door.
You look like you're on the run.
Oh, it's Linda. She's just ambushed me on the green.
Ambushed you?
Well, you know she started this petition to shut down Barrow Farm. Well, she's persuaded me to sign. It's impossible to say no when Charlie Thomas comes along.
Emma, what happened?
Well, see for yourselves. They're still out there arguing.
Mr. Thomas,
It is quite clear to anyone not blinded by self-interest that it's the condition your cows are kept in that has led to the outbreak of this disease.
Linda, that's a completely unfounded allegation.
It's common sense.
All the scientific evidence...
One can only abuse Mother Nature for so long.
It shows that cows thrive in light, airy conditions, which is precisely how they're kept at Barrow Farm.
And yet you still can't tell me why they're dying.
Not definitively, no.
I rest my case.
But I tell you, it could have happened on any farm, including one where cows are fed outdoors and pasture.
Of course, you have to believe that.
I know it.
But what the people who've signed my petition see when they look at Barrow Farm is a giant petri dish, an incubator for diseases. It's dangerous, it's immoral, and I'll do everything I can to shut it down.
Well, I wish someone would shut you down instead.
I beg your
pardon. You know what, Linda? You do what you like. I have so many bigger problems.
Oh, well, now,
you have no idea. I've barely slept the last 7 days. My team have been working day and night to get this outbreak under control.
Yes, I'm sure they have, but I am far more concerned about those poor, sick and dying creatures.
Oh, you think I don't care about the cows?
Charlie?
You really are an ignorant, pious old...
Charlie, that's enough.
I'm sorry, Linda.
Well, I think we've just seen the true face of Damara Capital. I assure you it won't stop me collecting signatures. You'll see. The whole village is behind me.
Linda, Charlie's under a lot of stress.
Adam, leave it. It's done now. I shouldn't have snapped. Although it's not her who's watched 70 of her cows taken away for disposal.
Look, you're shattered. Can you get away from it for a while?
Well, I only came down here to get some mail in the post.
Well, I can't believe you're being very effective while you're so wired. It's Fallon and Harrison's housewarming tonight. Ian's working this evening. You could even stay over if you like.
With you?
If it means you get a good night's sleep. And it is just across the green.
I don't know, Adam. I'll have to see. Look, I should really,
Yeah, get back to the dairy. Okay, then. But the offer's there.
Thanks.
Maybe I'll see you later.
You don't waste much time. First the wedding, now a baby.
That's what everyone keeps saying.
Oh, and Robbie can't stop smiling. I've just been talking to him. Bless him, he's over the moon.
I know he is. Well, we both are.
I can tell. Remember those chats we used to have on the playground bench?
Oh.
You see, all worked out in the end.
Helen, did you find the cordial?
Oh, yep, thanks. Ah. I see you organised the kitchen.
Just about.
I am so jealous.
The kitchen?
It's only tiny.
No, the whole house. We still don't know when we'll get back in our place.
Oh, it can't be that much longer.
Oh, we'll see. Oh, sorry, I'll get out your way.
No, don't worry.
No, it's fine. Ed and Jazza are waiting for their beers.
So how's it going on the farm? Aren't you decorating the shop next week?
Well, that was the plan, yeah, but we had a hiccup with the electrician.
What kind of hiccup?
Oh, just didn't turn up. Oh. So that's delayed the plastering.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. We found another firm to come in on Wednesday.
But won't that put you like a week behind? Sorry, Helen, I'm just thinking what kind of knock-on effect that'll have on the tea room.
Well, you should speak to Rob, he's in charge of the schedule.
Well, sure, but you must know how things are shaping up. It's still your business, Helen.
Oh, what have we here? I knew I'd find the two of you talking shop.
Yeah, all right, just 1 minute.
Well, not tonight. I do apologise, Helen.
That's okay.
But you are coming with me.
No,
it's time to party.
I couldn't believe it when I heard.
Oh, thanks, Adam.
Well, I suppose whoever stole the cattle will have sold them on by now.
I expect so.
Honestly, you and Ed, you don't have any luck.
Oh, well, he's picking up a fair bit of contracting work. And I've got the Ambridge tea service.
Oh, not you and all. Will you lot stop banging on about work?
Sorry, is there a problem?
So what would you like us to talk about then?
Oh, don't ask me. I'm new to the village. What should I be looking forward to?
Well...
Oh, there's the harvest supper on Sunday.
Right.
And we're going to the outdoor screening of The Shining. That's next week at Arkwright Hall.
I can't watch that film, not since I've had George.
Red Room.
Well, at least I'll have someone to hold my hand this year, not like last time when I ended up watching Halloween all on my own.
Hey, so will you come into the harvest supper? We'll all be there. Me and Mum are helping with the food.
Come if you like.
Sure. Adam, will you be there?
Sorry?
That keen, eh?
No, I just thought I spotted someone coming in. It's only Pip and Toby.
Well, that's the point. Where's Helen? She's still in the kitchen.
Oh, I don't know. Where's Rob?
Over by the window with Chris and Alice.
He's already thrown himself into the building work at Bridge Farm. Has he been telling you?
No.
We should have a word with him, Harrison. He won't stop talking about how he's been cracking the whip, keeping everyone on schedule. He was saying he's even saved some money by planning the kitchen for the cafe himself.
Really?
Yeah, once a manager, always a manager, I suppose.
Listen, I'm just going to see if I can find out where Helen is.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I bet he's pleased he got out of Barrow Farm when he did.
By the sounds of it, he tried to warn him.
Why would you say that?
He's been telling everyone. Reckons without him there, they'd have had health problems even sooner.
Helen! How come you're out here?
Oh, hi, Fallon.
Are you okay?
Yeah. It's just a bit warm in there. Some fresh air will do the trick.
You sure?
Yeah. First trimester tends to be the worst.
Oh. I've got to say, I was a bit surprised you've begun to step back from work already. I mean, don't get me wrong, you need to do what's best for you.
Well, yes, I do.
But I thought you'd be seeing the shop and the tea room through, I mean, at least until the opening.
Look, Fallon, I'm sorry if I've not made arrangements clear.
No, it's not that. I'm fine working with Rob. But you're the retail expert. You know better than anyone.
I'm not sure I'd say that.
Surely you should be the one in charge.
Look, I admit, this isn't exactly how we planned it, but actually, it's worked out really well. Just so happens we've ended up getting pregnant at the same time as the farm's going through a massive change.
No, I realise
so that. So what Rob's done, not going straight into another job, I'm actually really grateful. I didn't ask him to project manage.
No!
But Tom has enough to do on the farm, and Rob's right. It is better for me not to be under so much pressure.
I guess.
I mean, I've still got a handle on things, Fallon. Rob and I do talk.
Yeah, sure, of course. And if that's how you want it, I just know that you'd do a brilliant job.
And so will Rob.
Yeah, absolutely.
Certain, I can't tempt you. There's still some beers left in the cool box.
Honestly, I've an early start tomorrow. Time to hit the sack.
Oh, well, thanks for coming.
No, it's been fun. And welcome to Ambridge.
Hey, thanks.
Sorry, Fallon.
That was getting you off.
Afraid so. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Yeah, will do. Take care.
Cheers, Adam.
Bye.
Let me guess.
Our first spillage.
Jazza?
Don't worry, it's only lager. It'll come out.
Oh, hold on. It's just occurred to me, the clocks go back tomorrow night. Which means we get an extra hour dreaming in bed.
Yes, but what of?
Oh, well, I used to dream about living in a cottage in a pretty little village with the most beautiful, amazing woman.
Mm, it's a bit unlikely, ain't it?
Aye. Best dream about summer else.
Oh, sorry.
Helen and Rob just left, by the way.
What, now? How come?
Oh, I don't know. Rob said it was time to go, and off they went.
He didn't even say goodbye.
Here, Fallon, give us the cloth. I'll go clean up Jazza's spill.
Oh, ta. Don't you think that's a bit strange?
In what way?
Well, I don't know, but all that stuff about Rob planning the cafe kitchen himself.
Oh, it was only how Adam put it.
Well, sure, but Helen is normally so in control. She just seems kind of different.
Oh, of course she does. She's pregnant.
I know.
You'll understand when it happens to you. And anyway, just because the only couple more loved up than her and Rob are you and Harrison.
Yeah, okay.
I think they seem really happy.
Oh, maybe I'm just imagining it.
Really, Fallon. Helen's fine.
Adam.
Charlie? I didn't think you were coming. I've just bailed.
Oh, no worries. I wasn't that keen on going to the party, so...
So, do you want to come inside?
If that's okay.
Sure. It's probably a good thing you weren't there. Rob was mouthing off about the dairy.
Well, no surprises there. Listen, we've had some news. Did I tell you we had a positive for botulinum on one of the grass silage cans?
That's great. Does this mean you can start feeding the others?
It does, but...
Hey, that's brilliant, Charlie.
That's not it, though. One of the staff was clearing out the contaminated stuff when he noticed something odd hanging from the loader. He couldn't really tell what it was, so he climbed down to have a look. At first glance, he thought it might be a dead rat or maybe a small cat.
Yeah.
And it was well gone. Putrid, really. It was only when a vet came to have a look that we could identify it.
And what was it?
It's pretty disgusting. Adam, it was the pelvis and the back leg of a dog.
You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.